File 2. Listening 2.
In today's advice slot, relationship counsellor Kate Fine talks about what can happen when a long-term relationship comes to an end.
Of course, whatever the reason it happens, the end of a long-term relationship is very hard. One reason for this is that you have to completely change your thinking about the future. It's not just the immediate pain of breaking up that hurts. It's the fact that the way you had seen things developing no longer applies. You'll have had a view of how your life would develop over the next few years, but that's not going to happen now, and it can be very scary to rethink it all. Most people's reactions to a breakup come in three stages. The first stage is a state of shock and disbelief, when you can't really make sense of it all. You may even find yourself unconsciously thinking that it hasn't really happened and that things are carrying on as normal. Lots of people act as if the relationship is still going on during this phase, and though this may seem odd to other people, it's perfectly normal. Another aspect of this first stage is going over in your own mind what led to the breakup and thinking of ways it could have been avoided. This is the what-if stage, when you keep analysing the end of the relationship and thinking, what if I'd done this and what if I hadn't done that? This kind of thing often forms the main topic of conversations with other people, and it's all part of the stage of making sense of what's happened. The second stage is often the longest one, and it's characterised by feelings of anger and panic. Some people try to suppress these feelings, but you shouldn't be afraid of letting yourself have these feelings or of showing them, because this is an essential part of the healing process. It's a good idea to be aware that these feelings may haunt you for quite some time. You might think that they're never going to go away, but they do in the end. People also sometimes feel that it's wrong for them to remain upset for more than a few weeks, but the reality is that this stage can last far longer than that, and you shouldn't be hard on yourself if that's the case. The final stage is when you start to come to terms with the fact the relationship is over and realise that you'll be fine and able to move on with your life. One day it'll occur to you that you haven't thought about it for a while. But beware, you might make some progress for a while and then go backwards again. Ups and downs are the norm at this stage. But you can tell yourself at this stage that the last bad feelings will soon pass.